Welcome to Insignium Bits, conversations about breakthrough, innovation, and transformation.
Hi, everyone. This is Angela Negrera. Welcome back to Insignium Bits. Today, I'm speaking with Insignium consultant, Ashley Teppan. We're talking about a topic that is near and dear to my heart, and that is working moms. Ashley, thank you so much for joining me today.
It's my pleasure.
Fascinating, fast-changing topic.
Yeah.
What's happening, Ashley, in the world of working women?
Yeah, well, it's a passion of mine too, Angela. These days, we have so many more working mothers. The increase of women in general in the paid workforce was arguably the most significant change in the economy in the past century, going from about 34% in the 1950s to well over 57% now. So that's quite a leap just in women being in the workplace. And I know we've both heard of a lot of stories about the increase in female leaders. 23 women now run global 500 businesses, according to Fortune magazine. And that number is an increase from just 14 in 2020. It's the highest number of women CEOs in the global 500 since they started measuring it back in 2014. So that's more working women, more female leaders, and unfortunately, the number of single parent households. That number has tripled since 1965, tripled. So, a lot of single moms and dads out there. You and I are talking about working moms, and those three categories of working women, women leaders, and single moms, they could all be standalone topics themselves. But I think the point you and I are talking about today is essentially that roles have shifted and women are leading in organizations as well as, continuing to be mothers.
Of course. These are big numbers, Ashley. You know, what are some assumptions and myths about working moms and how do we reveal and unhook from them?
Yeah, that's a great question. So there is this myth, Angela, that women should take on certain roles in raising their children. The ones who take their children to the doctor's visits, they meet with the teachers, they drive them around from activity to activity. I know we still juggle that a bit, right? But a lot of those roles can be filled and are being filled by a caretaker or a partner that works from home, or we're able to manage the child's activity while we're working on Zoom, right?
Yep.
So simply speaking, someone or something else is taking the place of the mom in a lot of cases. I know that I couldn't personally do the full-time work that I do without having a team and structures of support around being a mom. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So roles have changed and the ways of doing things have changed and, everything's really shifting.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you a question if I could. I wanted to ask where are you finding balance? Where have you found some balance in motherhood while working as a professional? Because you are also a full-time working woman.
Yeah. I think actually the key to it all is just not to be guilty with whatever the decision that you take. You know, what I mean by that is when I'm working, I'm working. And when I'm with my children, I'm with my children. So we can't be in both places because that's out of integrity and it simply doesn't work.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, as we all know, there are a million different ways to parent. Being intentional about my goals for my family helps me have a compass for the actions that I have to take, and want to take to create the family that I want to have and the working mother that I want to be. So having that clear, I think for me helps open up, fun and exciting, even serious pathways, like how do I want them to learn, right? Those pathways open up for achieving being the mom that I want to be. And I find creating practices and disciplines help me get there. I'm curious if you feel the same way, Angela. Do you have practices and principles that you use for being a mom?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, one of my guiding principles is listen more than speak and really get into their world. validate their feelings when they're hurt, when they're upset, when you see that they're just a bit off. Create those special moments to connect and try to keep those moments consistent. And, you know, when you need to change their schedule, communicate it with them. You know, people don't like surprises, especially kids, you know, and finally just really model the nurturing, the empathy, the compassion, you know, the compassionate parent that, you know, I think we all strive to be.
Yeah. So how do you deal with your own desire for perfection when perfection comes up or others people's ideas?
You know, I think the most important part is that, you know, the world's not raising your child. We are.
That's a great point.
And let me say a little bit more about what guides my actions. You know, one of the things that I try and I strive to do with my husband is we take a stand for who do we intend to be as parents, who I intend to be, you know, in that role as a mom and a working woman, and the environment that we want to create at home and at work. Every action, you know, should be consistent with promises and commitments. Mm. And are we conscious about the choices that we're making as parents for our kids? Are we making choices because we want to keep up with somebody else's image or version of being a parent?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you and I have talked about the paradigm of command and control for work. And, you know, I've certainly made the mistake of that sometimes at home. Didn't have good results. You know, it's easy to be in that paradigm because it's often what we had as children and often what we experience at work.
Yeah. I can see that. And as you know, to your point, that management style doesn't work at work, and it certainly doesn't work at home. You know, the results of that management style is just going to end with unhappy workers in the workplace. And to some extent, unhappy and exhausted children at home. You know, context is decisive.
Say more about that.
Yeah, our actions reflect how we see the world. So if we work or live in an environment that's tense, distrusting, or difficult, our performance is going to be indicative of that. Mm. So our children in our homes are no different. Our kids respond to the environment that we've created for them. You know, therefore, one of the things that is, you know, really our driver is we co-create an environment of love, stability, and peace. And that's what we'll receive. It's not always easy, but continue to model that behavior and validate their feelings and listen to their fears, and really listen to them. And I think that we will find that they're much smarter than we know.
Mm, for sure. For sure. Well, this is great.
Thank you so much, Ashley, for this conversation. Very enriching for me and the roles that we embark on. And, you know, thank you to our audience for joining us again to discuss such an important topic, working moms and a new paradigm in leading. Stay tuned for our next Insigniam Bits, a thought leadership podcast for executives on everything you need to know about breakthrough, innovation, and transformation.
Over 30 years ago, Insigniam pioneered the field of organizational transformation. Please continue to our library in the episodes page of your podcast tool of choice.